You're telling me you think these guys are better than Van Halen?
Yes.
Oh, I mean, that's just crazy. It's crazy talk.
Way more talented.
Crazy talk.
They rap, they sing, you know. Van Halen just screams.
Mm, crazy talk. I don't think anybody in Outkast plays their own instruments.
Yeah. Oh, actually, Andre 3000 plays like the 12 flute. Instruments.
No, he made a whole album with a flute, didn't he?
Yeah. Didn't, who showed up at the Met Gala with a piano on his back? Did anybody see that?
It's just foolishness. I've seen it. That Met Gala is dumb.
Yeah, well, that's not really our wheelhouse for certain people. They love that. I don't think that's targeted towards us.
No, that's foolishness.
It was Andre 3000.
That's what I thought. Yeah. It's a piano on his back.
They're weird. He's weird. I've met Big Boy in person. I haven't met Andre 3000. Big Boy is just a normal dude from Atlanta. Andre 3000 is different.
Andre 3000 is like an artist, man. He's the exact guy who goes to the Met Gala and stuff. Like, you know what I mean? Like that's an artist right there.
Yes, yes. I see what they're trying to do here with the piano on their back. Like, no, I don't see anything. He just put a piano on his back.
Well, he announced a new album that he's dropping, and it's called Seven Piano Sketches. So,
and it's all piano, yeah.
Yeah. No, he plays literally like he plays.
Didn't
12
he go to like
the
performing arts school? Like he's a legit performing arts.
Yeah, the flute, the piano. I think he plays the guitar. Like he's a like you're saying, Hawk. He's an artist, and he got with Big Boy, who's a rapper, and they had a crazy career. But yeah, no, Andre 3000 is weird.
You play the pan flute.
I don't know what that is.
Best type of flute, right? The pan flute, isn't that what Will Ferrell played in Anchorman? Wasn't that the pan flute?
When he was trying to show out for the LeBlanc girl.
Yeah. Wasn't that the pan flute?
I don't know.
Weren't you in band, Solana? Isn't that the pan flute?
I don't remember if that was the pan flute. I'm more of a piccolo guy myself.
Gotcha. Brian Piccolo, no running back.
Oh, no, I was talking about the piccolo from I forgot the salad place. What's it called? The place you can make your own salads? No, damn. Giordano's. Giordano's. The small container is called the piccolo.
You remember Let Us Surprise You?
No. I remember Sweet Tomatoes.
Had a place called Lettuce Surprise You. Obviously, it was Lettuce Surprise You, whatever. And Akon Adele, who comes up on the show, apropos of nothing, all the time. He took me there one time, and I'm like, "Bro, where are we at?"
Don't sleep on Sweet Tomatoes because they had other stuff though. Like you went in there going, "Oh, I'm gonna get a salad tonight at Sweet Tomatoes," and then all of a sudden you have a loaf of garlic bread on your plate.
I want to go to Piccadilly.
Do they have Piccadilly anymore? Morrison's.
Piccadilly's still around. I've seen them before.
What's the
What was that you broke up, Hawk?
You ever been to Golden Corral?
I have. One time. Never go back.
Because that is a legit buffet, right? Like, so Golden Corral, because they do a lot of TV advertising, and it's like, I don't know how much the dinner buffet is. $14.99. It's probably $21.99 nowadays.
Yeah, $19.99.
Like steak. Like they do, it's May. It's steak month. T-bones. And like what kind of T-bone could that be? Or what kind of steak could it be at Golden Corral?
I don't baby horse. I don't know what that is. It was terrible. They have no seasoning. They just make it hot. They make all their food to just make it hot. There's nothing else on it.
I love a buffet though.
Never been to a
Golden like a
buffet.
I really don't like a buffet.
Like I got CC's little pizza buffet?
No, because I told you the story. I got arrested at CC's when I was a kid and it turned me off from there.
Oh, you absolutely deserved it. But what's the story?
No. Like I told you, this is when CC's, you walk in the one door and they had a rail up.
Yeah.
And then you walk into one door, they have a rail up, and then you got a drink, all the pizza you can eat. And back then it was hell. I'm probably $12 or something.
No, but no, Cedric, it's like $6.99 now. It was probably so $3.99
back then.
Yeah.
So Cedric Cook, I still talk to him to this day. He was the running back on the Roswell Hornets, and I was the cornerback, and I backed him up at running back. We had this great idea. Hey, they only charge you when you walk out, so we'll just walk in out of the indoor, and we're good to go. Let's go at a busy time. So me, him, Doopy.
There was a register at the outdoor?
It was just a register at the outdoor. And if many people walked up, they just so it was like five of us. They were going to charge us $18 for five, whatever it was.
So you'd walk in. You walk in. You're in the restaurant. Do whatever you want. But when you walk in, out,
grab a cup, grab a plate, grab a tray. You eat as much as you want. Drink as much as you want. On the way out, you pay. And we went one time and we paid and we were like, this doesn't make sense. It was right in front of the.
Which part didn't make sense? Paying for your meal?
Yeah, but.
All right, just checking.
The part I'm struggling with is calling the projects I lived in an apartment complex. So it was right in front of the apartment complex that I lived in. And so we got together, said, hey, we'll just walk in the front door, eat our pizza, walk out the front door, and nobody knows anything. No one ever
thought of that before. This is foolproof.
Yeah. Until them three cop cars rolled up on us when we were turning the corner at the end of the shopping center. And that was my first run in with the law. And then 7-8 times later, I learned. But
and so you've never been to CC's Pizza
Never went back to CC's. I had to be 14 years old. Never been back to CC's.
We got
to
go.
I think I told you, first time I ever got drunk. The only thing we were eating while we were drinking for the first time was Cool Ranch Doritos. And so in my head, because I got so sick, I didn't go near Cool Ranch Doritos for like 20 years. But I think we should have our show holiday party at CC's this year. Mm-mm. Yeah, I think it's time.
Good call.
I think it's time.
Good call.
No. Well, the second time I got arrested is when I stopped drinking Hennessy. Because I peed in the bed in the holding room.
Mm.
And I said, you know what?
Usually in the public holding room.
And they wouldn't give me a new jumpsuit.
I wouldn't either.
And so now Hennessy is off my list forever.
Never been to Golden Corral, Solana.
I've never been to Golden Corral. But the buffet, I love a buffet, man.
Who doesn't love a buffet?
That's why I love cruising so much, you know? Like, there's a constant buffet available to you.
It's actually why I like suites at a sporting event. Because it's a really terrible way to watch a sporting event. But nonstop food, you just get to graze. You have to piece of this, piece of that. I mean, I don't know. Something about it's so pleasurable.
How long has the food been there, though?
Doesn't bother me. Don't care.
Don't care.
I literally don't care.
I like fresh groceries.
No, give me a buffet. Because I don't even mind, like, I don't mind that it's a lower grade of food. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter to me. It's endless. Sometimes you have to choose quantity over quality.
You can get both.
Not always.
Hawk, you do well in life. You can get both. A 10-piece, order a 20-piece.
I would feel gluttonous, say, ordering two pizzas or three pizzas because I want to try all the little different flavors. And also, I would never order a macaroni and cheese pizza. I couldn't do it. I couldn't bring myself to order a mac and cheese pizza. But you put it out there, and it's just sitting there, and I can grab one and just take a bite, and then, you know, like, that to me is the pleasure of a buffet.
The variety. You like variety.
I like the variety. Buffet. I like not being locked into the one decision.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like to lock in.
How about CC's Pizza for the show holiday party?
I'm for it.
Where'd we have it last year?
Topgolf.
I meant just for our show, not for the station.
Oh.
We've never had a show holiday party, have we?
No.
No.
Every year, I always think to myself, I'm going to bring everyone to Cheetah and have a show holiday party.
Mm-hmm.
That's my vote. So that's two.
But you said you don't like a buffet.
You talking about, say, well, hell, I do it. If you going to Cheetah, I got a buffet. I like that buffet.
I like the sample. You see what I'm saying?
3 minutes apiece. Next song. Let's go.
Let me give you a quick Panthers update here for the 4 o'clock hour. Road to a repeat that is sponsored by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. So here is your schedule. Tomorrow, 7 p.m. puck drop, Amerant Bank Arena in Sunrise. The game will be heard here on 560 QAM. It will be televised on TNT, and Scripps does, you know, a local pregame show with Goldie. Half-hour pregame show that's on Channel 39 in Miami and Broward and South Florida's 9 in Palm Beach County. So that's game three. Game four is Sunday, 7:30 p.m. puck drop in Sunrise. That game, again, radio 560, television is TBS. And if it goes to a game five, that would be Wednesday night in Toronto. There is no time yet for that one, but game five would be Wednesday night in Toronto, and that would be televised on ESPN.
I just got a text. Have y'all seen the Pirates usher that was beating that dude with the belt?
The what?
There was a Pirates, a Pirates security guard.
Pittsburgh Pirates,
yeah, security guard that punched the dude in the face, and the dude started spitting on him, and he took his belt off and started whooping him.
No, I haven't seen
I don't know if this is fake or not, but they said the Pirates are giving out belt whipping Usher bobbleheads. I don't know. I hope they didn't get me, but it's a verified account.
Well, that would be fun.
Mark Caboli, verified account. Steelers correspondent for the Matt McAfee show, WWE Digital. So he has followers, and they said that the Pirates made a bobblehead of the belt whipping Usher.
I don't think that's so, bro. I think that's hilarious, but I think Steelers correspondent for the Pat McAfee show probably tells you everything you need to know. This is
okay.
Yeah. Also, the fact that there's
another
blood.
Tweet that I've seen gone viral that the Chicago White Sox are doing a Pope commemorative hat ice cream sundae available at White Sox games, but I don't believe this is real either.
Okay,
but that would be
so they got
excellent.
Me. I just think that's funny. Yeah. But watch the video, because one it was some drunk dude, and he thought he was going to get in the section, and the guy's like, "You're not coming down here." And so he started like, yeah, cussing him out, and the usher beat the hell out of him. And then took his belt off and started beating him like a child.
That, to me, is funny. Like, if someone as an adult starts whooping you with a belt.
Go watch the video, man. It's hilarious.
It's a great video.
I got to watch that.
Connected on
All right, let's do headlines with Solana here. Brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, great deals are at Doral Kia. By the way, tomorrow on this radio station, we're going to air the Pat Riley press conference live starting at 1 p.m.
Oh. Scapegoat Jimmy. I swear, Hawk, you say playoff Jimmy, whatever you want to say. It is going to be a scapegoat Jimmy press conference.
I don't know. I just don't think that's his style.
What happened? Why did it fall apart? Why did you get beat by 37 points in 17?
I think he's
going to
talk about adversity. I don't think he mentions Jimmy by name. I think he might talk about adversity through a season, and then I think he might couch it with, but all teams go through adversity.
I think he throws Jimmy under the bus.
That'll be interesting to me.
He's gonna be asked directly about Jimmy Butler by somebody at some point to reflect on.
But I just wonder if he will mention him by name.
if when they say Jimmy Butler, he says all teams go through adversity. We had to figure it out. I think he's going to go low. He went low last year with Tyler and Jimmy.
That's
not
why
playing
I think
games.
He might not go low. It didn't work out for him.
We'll see. I can't wait because I think he's going to throw Jimmy all the way under the bus.
I don't necessarily think it's throwing Jimmy under the bus, but remember how ugly it got? I mean, we had reports of Pat Riley crying to Jimmy Butler. And, you know, that was a conversation they shared privately, which I'm sure Pat didn't want to be out in the media. Like, a lot was said, and Riley hasn't publicly spoken since all that was made public. So I just wonder if he's going to use this as an opportunity to either set the record straight on what did transpire between them, what conversations were had between them, and why it evolved to the point where the Heat were like, all right, enough's enough.
I think bus 106 is coming down Biscayne. He pushes Jimmy in front of it, then he holds his legs for bus 107.
Certainly wouldn't bother me if he did.
I think he's going to – Jimmy is the problem. Jimmy was the problem, and he is the problem.
Yeah, well, let's go Timberwolves tonight then, because it would kind of fall on deaf ears if Jimmy Butler leads the Warriors up 2-0 tonight without Steph Curry.
Oh, now Jimmy's going to have a double-double, guaranteed. This is
We're going to find out who the Dolphins are going to play. Remember, they're playing in Madrid this upcoming year in 2025. We're going to find out who the Dolphins will play on Tuesday on NFL Network. So how about this? You know, the full NFL schedule will be released next week on Wednesday. And ahead of next week's release, there's going to be several different announcements of different games on different networks. So Monday on the Today Show, NBC are going to announce some games. Then Monday on Fox, they're going to announce some games. Then on Prime Video at night, they're going to announce some games. ESPN will do it. Good Morning America is going to announce some games. Like, I have to follow 17 different shows, 17 different networks to find out five games.
Annoying and cutesy, but it's a way to maintain your presence in the news cycle constantly. If the NFL could make the first round of the draft one pick one night and do it for 32 straight nights, they would do it.
It is genius marketing.
It is.
It's annoying. I'm with you. It's both sides. It's annoying, but it's genius marketing.
Somebody texts in, what about buffets that come to you, like, you know, Texas Day Brazil or something?
Why do you change buffet and buffet? Why do you go back?
You know why?
Because
the Ticket Wizard texted me, and he's 100% correct, because he and I refer to them as buffets, and he's like, you know, a buffet is always better than a buffet, and he's correct. And but that's just an aside. I do think the buffets that come to you, like the Texas Day Brazil, that's quality meat, quality beef. You're paying for it.
Yeah,
it's not a cheap buffet, but that is technically a buffet, no?
But then you still have to go up to get your sides. They just bring meat. They don't bring salad or sides.
They have a salad bar. They have a salad bar with
some cheeses and stuff, which is like a $25 add-on.
Yeah.
And after you do it, you're like, why did I do that? You know, because now you don't have as much room for the meat, but I always end up doing
that. And then, I haven't been to Texas Day Brazil. Do they still have the green, red coin you turn over?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm saying, but I haven't been there in 5 years.
I was there last year for a graduation party, and they did. They had the green and red coin, but the servers don't look at the coin. They'll just come up to you and say, hey, do you want this? Yeah, like, it's pointless to have the coin.
Problem.
Yeah.
That was my problem, is that they're still going to ask you every time they walk past you, do you want some sirloin? Do you want some sausage? Do you want some? No, man, leave me alone. My coin's red.
But the problem is that's actually a faulty method, because maybe I don't want chorizo anymore, but I do want picanha. So, like, I'm full.
Right.
So my coin's on red, but the guy who's coming around now has the picanha. I'm like, actually, I kind of want some picanha. So now I have to flip my coin over? Like, no, yo, picanha guy, over here. I want some.
I tried this at home with Lori. I said, here's a green and red coin for your nightstand, okay? And so we don't have to go through all the rigmarole. Either flip it to green or to red. But you know how this ends, of course. The red was always visible, and I think she painted both sides red.
But on the green nights, you're going to say, I'm watching House Hunters.
The green nights, magically, were the nights I wasn't home.
And the sheets smelled
different. I had to move away from the system. I had to move away from the system.
She glued the button down, but she put the glue on the green side.
The green side.
So it's just always on red.
Every time it's on green, the lawn's cut.
Like, how did this happen? Why do we always have Walmart delivery on the days that the green side is up?
Oh, that's a lot of trying to show that he knows Spanish. I don't want that tarizo and a pequeña. Man, get out of here, man.
Sorry, I know what the items are called, Crowder. I apologize.
Yeah, you're a big cook.
Yeah. Sorry for having a little more culture than you. You know, I went to Texas and Brazil, and they have the chorizo, they have the picanha. I know.
Pequeño. Okay, it's pequeña.
Ticket Wizard texts me, the coin with Lori bit is great. Ah, Bear, I wish it was a bit.
Y'all got something, no hawk?
A green or red coin?
No. Of like with you and your wife. Me and Asia have like a, we'll say, you know, we'll be in the kitchen. Kids are doing homework. We're cooking dinner. And she'll be like, hey, you know, watch a movie. Or, you know, are you going to watch
She says
time?
It sometimes. Oh, my God.
Y'all don't have any secret language around, you know, just around to know that it's actually.
We've been married almost 28 years. My secret language. I can't even tell you. I give an unmistakable message.
But like something sexy. You're eating dinner and be like, hey, don't worry about dessert. Think about this. You're eating dinner, tell your wife, hey, don't worry about dessert. I got you later.
I'm going to videotape myself doing that tonight and send it to you because it will be met with such a weird, bizarre, uproarious look, laughter. Like, yeah, no, we are so far beyond that.
You know, sausage for dessert. No, like, you know, cutesy, sexy, cutesy.
We have no sexy cutesy left. It's just me pulling my pants down.
It's a lot of you're engaged. This should be something that you put on your you know, put on the table.
Sausage for dessert?
Yeah, I mean, you know, just something cute. Not, you know, in front of the kids.
I literally don't think Lori would understand what I was referencing.
But like, you know, y'all are eating. Hey, don't worry about dessert. I got you later. That's sexy.
Ticket Wizard says his wife may have initiated it once in their entire relationship, but he's not certain. She may have just had the hiccups. Which, by the way, I'm fine with if that's the signal. Like,
but hiccups.
But in your scenario, Crowder, it just sounds like a lose-lose for everybody. Because
it's a terrible, terrible dessert.
Well, I don't. She gets a terrible dessert, and I don't get actual dessert. It's just
right.
A lose-lose.
It's a terrible dessert. Terrible.
No,
dessert.
It's not actually. You can't order a damn key lime pie. It's that. Hey, don't worry about dessert. I got you. You know. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. You can still order dessert. Y'all are ridiculous, man. Y'all ain't got no game.
You ain't lying, brother.
But isn't that why I'm getting married? You're telling me I gotta keep
on this one.
I gotta keep. I gotta keep doing.
You're so off. You're so off on this one, brother.
You have no idea.
You have no idea.
Hey, the first 8,000 Marlins fans at their game next Sunday, May 18th, are going to get a Celia Cruz bobblehead.
Azúcar. Oh.
I mean, not as good, of course, as the whipping security guard, but a bobblehead nonetheless.
I think they got me. Now I'm looking through.
I think there's some breaking Dolphins news.
Mm-hmm.
According to Adam Schefter, let me make sure. Oh no, never mind. This is this is from 6 years ago.
What happened?
I saw that they signed Quinn Ewers today.
Yeah, they did sign
like
Quinn Ewers.
Signed his contract.
Yeah,
yeah.
He was on the cover of college football last year. The video game.
He was?
Yep. I just saw it on I got one of them intelligent TVs and they have games or something. I don't know. I saw his face next to what Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter, somebody, but it's, yeah, he was on my intelligent TV.
Yeah, it's Travis Hunter and I'll tell you right now.
It wasn't Boise State guy, it was somebody else.
I love calling a smart TV an intelligent TV.
The Michigan.
They got all the boxes.
Edwards from Michigan.
Yeah, yeah. He was supposed to be real good. He didn't end up having a great season, but he might do something. I would bet money he beats out Goofball from the Jets. What's his name? Zach?
Well, you know Solana's going to be calling for him after week one.
Oh, he loves everybody.
Oh, Quinn Ewers, you're talking about the guy who went to two straight college football playoffs? Two straight.
I mean, Tua won a national championship. So what are we doing here?
Yeah, but he only went to one college football playoff.
He won the championship.
He also only played one half in that game. What would have happened?
He won the championship single-handedly.
What would have happened if he played the full game?
Single-handedly won the championship. They wouldn't have had to come back.
Yeah, and guess what? He replaced Jalen Hurts, and they stuck with Tua over Jalen Hurts. And guess what? Who would we rather have right now as the quarterback of your team?
What does that have to do with Quinn Ewers going to two playoffs? I think you're moving the goalposts here.
I don't know what's going on right now. When did you start hating Tua?
I don't hate Tua.
And he hates Tua. It's crazy.
He can't stand him.
I genuinely, I like Tua. I think he's a very nice guy.
No.
Mm-mm.
I just happen to think Quinn Ewers is a nicer guy. all right, guys, tonight in the NBA, the only game tonight is the Minnesota Timberwolves hosting the Golden State Warriors, 8:30 p.m. tonight, no Steph Curry.
It's a big game for Heat fans. I don't want to say that it is, but it is. This is a big game for Heat fans.
Y'all know Jimmy's about to go crazy, right?
If Jimmy single-handedly leads this Warriors team to a 2-0 lead over Ant-Man with Steph out, come on. I mean,
it's
come
gonna hurt.
On. That's going to hurt.
What if he goes 35-10-8, but they lose?
I think, people will say he did his part. Like, you can't ask for more of him.
So would that still hurt, though? Because I'm with you. For him to carry him to a victory would hurt more than him just to have a good game.
Can't even eat Cheez-Its anymore.
Them commercials suck.
Because Jimmy Butler's on the Cheez-It
guy?
Yeah, he's like their new...
Love Cheez-Its.
He's like their new...
He's not good in those. This isn't biased either, Hawk. Check out the Cheez-It commercial. He's reading a script. He's terrible in those commercials.
Well, I like him in his commercials because didn't he do the Michelob commercials and stuff? He did the Hall & Oates song.
Mm-hmm.
I like him because it reminds me of Seinfeld, who never pretended to be an actor. He was just being himself. It was part of the appeal of the show to me. It was that Seinfeld always was kind of looking at you like, yeah, this show is ridiculous. Jimmy Butler never tries to do anything that be the Jimmy Butler character. And I like that. I happen to like Jimmy Butler. I happen to like him.
You're going to hate these commercials because he doesn't even sound like that's not his tone of voice. You like your shoes? Like he's trying to act now. And not even anything against Jimmy. I think the commercials are terrible.
Yeah. Same. Nothing against him at all. I can't eat Cheez-Its anymore. Did you know, I learned this through the commercials, what the Cheez-It mascot's name is?
I didn't know there was a mascot.
Yeah. His name is Cheese.
Is it just that wheel of cheese?
Just that wheel of cheese, but his name is Cheese.
Huh. They're talking about the new Utah Mammoth, the two what? You know, the Utah Mammoth is the new what? I think I could do a show by myself just doing that to myself. I think I could do that. I think I could be the foil on my own show. I don't think Quinn Ewers is worth a 6th or 7th round pick. A what? Well, I'm saying that I don't think Quinn Ewers is worth a two what? Well, maybe two twos or two threes. I think I could do that for 4 hours. A two what? No, 4 hours. Two what? Well, 2 times 2 hours, 4 hours. But the Utah Mammoth, I guess they're talking about what the mascot is going to be named.
Mammy.
I think that probably falls on deaf ears for Solana. I don't know if you know the racial undertones for Mammy, but I can tell you this, Solana. There is a 0.0% chance that will be the mascot's name. There's also a 0.0% chance that anyone else living on Earth has suggested that name for the mascot.
Mammy the Mammoth. You want to get attention?
All right, ending on the headline, Solana, because
I'm a marketing genius.
Yeah, we are heading on a dangerous path. I did not expect that. I was going to make a Chuck Woolery joke. I was going to name him Chuck Woolery, and that now doesn't even come close to your suggestion.
We'll throw them in a pot. We'll work it out.
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultation 24/7. Partly cloudy tonight. The lows will be in the 70s. That is your weather.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Hawk, have you looked at this man's knees, how he walks?
Will you leave his knees alone already?
I'm a knee guy. Y'all know I'm a knee guy. I'm a proud knee guy. And I watch knees.
Hawk and Crowder.
Jimmy writes on the show sheet that the Beatles released their 12th and final studio album, Let It Be, featuring this song on this day in 1970. More importantly, though, on this day in 1998, Deep Impact was released to theaters. A great movie.
It is a good movie. I had this conversation with a dude on the plane, a rich guy that has horse farms. This is crazy. Jerry Maguire, the movie is totally flawed. Doesn't make any sense for that lady to leave with him. They made no money.
That was the leap of faith that she made. That's exactly why the movie's good. She took a leap of faith with Jerry Maguire, who was making no money at that point.
And he wasn't making any money, and he didn't make any money with Rod Tidwell.
Yeah, but that was the high profile signing that he needed in order to be able to accrue other clients.
Remember, he left all his other clients, the lines blinging, and he's the only client because Rod wanted to say there's ants crawling on my wall, Jerry.
Yeah, but he was getting a new contract, Rod Tidwell.
But in 1996, the highest paid receiver was Jerry Rice, made $5 million. Rod Tidwell wasn't making $5 million. Rod Tidwell was making, let's say, $3 million max.
But what year was it?
This was 96 when the movie came out.
1996, a car cost $48.
$3 million. 3% of $3 million is $90,000.
Yeah, but extrapolate that out for 20 clients now.
He doesn't have 20 clients now. He
He's
just
going
has Rod
to
Tidwell.
Because he got the new contract for Rod Tidwell.
He let everybody else go. So this lady left, the little mouse face lady, left with her little cute son. He made $90,000, has to pay taxes on that $90,000, so he walked with, what, $60,000?
Well, also, They thought they were going to have the first round, the first overall pick.
Overall, the story is Jerry Maguire had $60,000, and now her and him and the little boy are going to live off $60,000 that year? It's stupid. She should have stayed with the big company and made her money and supported her son.
Rosenhaus started with one client at one point. And if you took the leap of faith with him, you got handsomely rewarded.
Those other 20 clients are going to tell their teammates, yeah, Jerry doesn't even pick up the phone during contract time because he was worried about Rod Titwell's ants on the wall.
He super serves his clients.
No. No,
I mean, that's why Drew Rosenhaus became so successful. He is Jerry Maguire.
Jerry Maguire is now living off public assistance.
Well, no, it's the Drew Rosenhaus story.
No, it's flawed. The numbers are bad. It's bad. The numbers are, it doesn't make any sense.
Well, if they do a sequel, they better find another person to take a leap of faith with them once there's no more leap needed to be taken.
Her little goofy tail gonna get up. I'll come with you with a baby.
That was a crazy leap of faith.
With a child. He has to eat.
It happened in the office when Michael Scott started his own paper company, the Michael Scott Paper Company, and Pam went with him.
Facts.
Pam right now is eating cereal for three times
a day. Oh, is that
so?
Because they sold the Michael Scott Paper Company back, spoiler alert, back to Dunder Mifflin because they were stealing so many clients. Mm-hmm. Facts.
Jerry Maguire had one client. He made $60,000, and now he has an employee in a $60,000 net company. Come on, man. That lady, she did her son a disservice.
You had me at hello.
Yeah. Hello.
Did we ever give that to DBJ?
What are we eating tonight? Ramen noodles and water. Okay, mommy, that's the fourth time in a row. Shut up. Go to bed.
That's love. Love is not about what am I eating for dinner. Love is about how much does the average human brain weigh.
Huck, what?
That was the kid's line in the movie.
What does love taste like? Because I've never tasted it when I'm hungry at night.
This person texts in. In 1996, I bought a house for $76 cash. So they were rolling in it. We're giving you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Post Malone with Jelly Roll at Hard Rock Stadium June 8th. The code word today is Hollywood. Text the word Hollywood to 20357. If you want more info, go to WQAM.com. It's text contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive. It's a Live Nation show. Text the word Hollywood to 20357 if you want to be entered in the contest to win the Post Malone tickets. Text Hollywood to 20357.
I'm really turning into you because the dude, never met him, sits next to me. Oh, you play ball. Somebody walked up and said, hey, Crowder, you play ball? I'm like, yeah. Oh, man, my favorite movie is Jerry Maguire. And I was like, well, the movie's BS. Why would you say that? And so I went into it and I did research on Jerry Rice's contracts and all. And I just wanted to swing his opinion of the movie. It was the weirdest thing in the world. It's crazy that I just thought about this. This was weeks ago.
So at what point did he ask to move seats?
He put his headphones on and started watching nothing. This CTE is real.
You complete
5
me.
5 o'clock funky. What's that?
You complete me.
I stepped over the good line, Jimmy. My bad.
It's okay.
That was my bad. I apologize. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up. We'll get you some headlines and talk a little hoops and Panthers, all that good stuff. So don't go anywhere.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Another one.
Hawk and Crowder.